I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was a little over 24 hours ago when the governor of the state, Tim Walz, surprised a lot of people and announced a special session. And Dave and I went to special session. They agreed? No, they really didn't agree. They had another meeting, and it fell apart. And then the governor and fellow Democrats said, guess what? We're going to announce a special session starting October 6th, and we're going to lay out specifically what we believe the legislature should approach. So let's go over this again as we're about to bring in House Majority Leader Republican Harry Niska once again back on the show. Among the ones, we're going to lay them all out, what the governor wants, strengthening extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws, which we talked about the other day, banning assault and high-capacity magazines and binary triggers, eliminating the ghost gun loophole, and would increase funding for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team. It would increase penalties for certain crimes, expand school safety funding, and increase funding for mental health treatment. This wasn't done in concert with the Republicans. They obviously had met a number of times, but this was just an announcement from the governor, by the way, while he's in Ireland. As we bring in Representative Niska, thanks so much for coming on. Again, like all guests on the John Schuster Hotline, clearly this wasn't expected. You made that clear 24 hours later. Why don't you agree with the way the governor unveiled this proposal?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me on. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
This whole special session stunt from the governor for the last month has really been a pretty sad illustration of what's wrong with the way he has acted as governor. He, after the horrible shooting at Annunciation, he could have chosen to bring Minnesotans together and to try to do things that would have bipartisan support that might make a difference. And instead, he chose a different path. He chose a path of trying to demand having a special session, first of all, through the media without discussion with Republicans in the legislature.
But you did meet with the governor a number of times, right?
There were Republican leaders that met with the governor. The first call from the governor to the speaker happened, a weekend after he had already publicly floated in the media that he was supposedly talking to legislative leaders and about a special session. So it started off as a political stunt from the beginning, and it continues to be a political stunt. He's demanding not to say, let's come together on the things we can agree on, but he's saying, you must agree to the thing that things that I know you don't agree would actually solve this problem. And he's doing it very transparently to run for re-election for a third term. So, instead of choosing to be governor for all the people of Minnesota, he's choosing to do this as a candidate. And that's really a horrible, horrible way to deal with a tragedy like this.
So you don't think he's genuine in any way in this approach?
Well, Chad, if he were genuine, there are items on that list that we could come together in a special session on and pass, you know, things that Republicans have talked about school safety, funding and policy changes, about mental health, funding and policy changes, about criminal policy changes, dealing with the types of things like, impersonating a law enforcement officer that was the subject of that horrible attack that we saw against Democrat lawmakers in Minnesota. Those are things we could come together on if the governor were interested in bringing Minnesotans together. But the only thing he has focused on is something that he knows Republicans don't agree would be a solution to this problem. And it's very transparently about his reelection campaign and about partisan advantage and not about his job of governing this entire state and dealing with this tragedy in a unifying way.
So on the parts, and again, we appreciate the majority leader, Representative Harry Niska, joining us, reacting to the governor of the Democrats yesterday, about 24 hours ago, and their specific proposal for a special session. I'll just read parts of these again, though. Funding for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team, increasing penalties for certain crimes, expanding school safety funding, increasing funding for mental health treatment. Aren't those all areas where you and the Republicans could be on board?
Absolutely. A lot of those things are on the list of things that we said we would love to work with the governor on. And we offered a framework in response where we would say those things would go to committees. And if they have bipartisan support, and I think the items that you talked about, at least in concept, are the types of things that we think would have bipartisan support and could pass, whether in a special session in October, or maybe we will take them up when we come back in regular session in February. Those are things that I believe there will be bipartisan support to work on. And the reason the governor has not called a special session is because he won't agree to have a special session where bipartisan things pass. He will only agree to have a special session in which gun bans that don't have bipartisan agreement have to be brought forward. And in fact, the bans, first of all, he hasn't actually produced legislation that he's actually asking for, taglines or headlines. But as far as we know, those have bipartisan opposition, not bipartisan support. So he's the only one who can decide whether or not to call a special session. What he's saying is the reason he's not calling it is because we haven't agreed to fast track the bills that do not have bipartisan support.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Okay, let me ask you about a couple of the items that he's proposed on the gun side. There was a lengthy story in the Tribune the other day about red flag laws, and Harry, I thought it showed where red flag laws are working, that we're having success in getting individuals who are troubled, and for a two-week period, taking weapons away, and then if it goes further than that, an even more comprehensive judicial hearing. So when they're talking about strengthening red flag laws, are you against that?
Chad, I think we're all for understanding better how the red flag law is working and is not working, and what can be done to make sure that people who are in some sort of a mental health crisis are kept as safe as possible from being a danger to others. The main issue I have with the red flag law is that it doesn't really do enough for people who are in crisis. If you just take away,
wouldn't that make sense then to strengthen it then? Because I'm not saying it's a cure all. It's not going to solve everything.
In concept,
but nothing is going to stop everything, right?
No, in concept, I think that's what I'm saying. We're all for understanding where are we at on this? Are there things that need to be done to shore that up? Are there things that need to be done more broadly about people in a mental health crisis? Do we need to understand better where the holes in our civil commitment system are? Because frankly, people who are in that kind of a situation probably need more intervention in their life than just an order taking away firearms. We need to figure out what is the way that person can be kept as safe as possible for themselves and from being a danger to other people. The issue is I'm not sure that any of the concepts around that are really ripe for more legislation, aside from possibly some concept of, educating people about how the red flag law works. We still need to learn a lot more about how that law has rolled out and how it's working.
Did you read that Tribune story on red flag law?
I did. Yeah. It was very interesting.
Okay. You know this better than I. Law enforcement, whether it's in Minnesota, across the country, express a great deal of concern about ghost guns, about their ability. Okay. It's nebulous here. But when they offer up eliminating the ghost gun loophole, is that something that you think that your side, the Republicans, could look at, or is that a non-starter?
Well, I think there are legal complications about how that's structured that are a lot more complicated than that tagline. Understanding more about what I think that's referring to the Minnesota Supreme Court case about serial numbers on guns. Obviously,
I think the
legislature should always look at, statutory interpretation questions and figure out whether the courts got that, what they think the law means to align with what we think the law should intend. But again, I think that's a little bit more complicated of a question than the tagline lays out in concept. I think that's something we can definitely talk about and have more discussion about. Whether we can do that, accomplish that in a snap special session in October is the, issue that I don't think has been fully thought through on the governor's part. And is just, they're putting out this list and demanding that all of these things be brought up to a vote immediately in a way that really looks more like it's about partisan politics than about solving problems.
This is the majority leader in the House, Harry Niska, kind enough to join us. We're reacting to what the governor offered up as special session. Harry, I'm talking to you. I'm looking at stories. I haven't looked at my text yet, but I guarantee you there are going to be folks who are left center of the aisle saying this is another Republican in the state who doesn't want to deal with the biggest issue in any way about guns. So on guns, and clearly the other issues, mental health in particular, matters a great deal. So I do not want to dismiss the mental health concern, but on the availability and access to guns. Is there anything in that area where your caucus could get behind, where you think it could create some sort of progress? It's not going to stop everything, but some sort of progress in stopping the killings, the murders that happen too much in our country and also obviously in our state.
Well, Chad, I think if there was something that clearly was a solution to the problem, that was a simple, there's no cost to this, it would help protect kids' lives, of course everybody would be for that. The problem is that the evidence about like focusing on cosmetic features about certain semi-automatic weapons is that it's been tried and it really doesn't work. It doesn't make a difference, and all it does is criminalize people who are trying to obey the law, trying to protect themselves, and prevents them from being able to protect themselves or use things that are beneficial tools in their lives, especially for things like home defense in a state where we have had serious public safety issues. People want to feel safe in their homes, and I think it's making criminals out of law, people who are trying to be law-abiding gun owners, is not the right answer. Things where we are focused on those who are illegally selling guns, people who are repeat gun offenders, people who get pulled over for having their license tabs not renewed, and then finding illegal guns in their cars and not prosecuting them like the Hennepin County attorney is doing. Those are things where I think we should be able to agree. We're not going to just let repeat offenders out of jail. We're not going to let people who are committing crimes walk free. We certainly would agree on the concept of punishing repeat gun offenders and punishing those who are impersonating law enforcement as another example on the list. The idea of banning common firearms based on cosmetic features, I don't think that is a solution. It hasn't been a solution in other states or when it was done at the federal level.
So, I mean, are you, and I get what you're saying, because I want to make this clear too. I don't want to make this so onerous for the two of us who are going to use guns appropriately. Okay. I don't want any laws that'll just make it harder for us than the criminals. But when the polling that, and a lot of times it's right after shooting, so you get the emotions to it. But when the polling continues to show the public in the state and across the country wants to continue to limit access of guns to these criminals, these folks who are committed to vicious acts, and the polling says we need to do something, are you worried that the Republican, your party that you believe in, is too much of a no on all this, and it ends up hurting you?
Well, we're all for taking guns out of the hands of criminals and making sure that criminals who are repeat violent offenders are taken off the streets. And I think that's the solution to the problem, the way you just framed it there. That's the solution to the problem of most of the gun violence. A lot of it is gang related, especially if you're talking about gun violence that's killing kids. We should be talking about what is the most effective way to prosecute crime. And, it's not giving a slap on the wrist or having a revolving door to violent criminals, especially violent gun criminals. It certainly is not releasing criminals back onto the street and then trying to take defensive weapons away from law-abiding gun owners. That is absolutely the wrong direction, and I don't think most Minnesotans are on board with that.
Last second, I'll let you go. Do you want someone you work with closely, do you want Speaker Daymuth to run for governor against Tim Walz?
I'm going to leave the answer to that question to my private conversations between myself.
Come on. We've talked a few times. I mean, how about this? Do you feel like you have someone in the race now who can beat Tim Walz?
I think, Chad, that it's very, very important that we have as strong of a candidate as possible, and I think that the field will continue to develop over the next few months.
Sounds like you're not certain that person is in the race yet. Harry?
Hey, Chad. How's it going?
Okay. Is that fair that you're not certain that person is in the race yet?
You know, we do have some pretty strong candidates in the race that I think could be Tim Walz. Like I said, I think the field is going to continue to develop over the next couple months, and we'll see where that lands. I think there's a great hunger in the state of Minnesota for different leadership than what we've seen from the governor's office the last two terms.
I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Majority Leader for the House, Harry Nisca. React. You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.